Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
You gonna count me down?
Yes.
Count me down.
3, 2, 1. Ooh, you didn't interrupt.
I didn't interrupt you. I normally interrupt.
Thank you.
Are you proud of me?
Yeah. All right.
Wait, so should we start over?
Yeah. Don't interrupt. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
You couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't help it. I did it. I let you get by, and then I'm sorry. You're a real estate advocate's community connectors. Brian, how's your day going?
Very well.
Thank you. Stopped by and saw our friends at Z Bakery.
You ever been
to Z Bakery, Dr. Pinkton? It's delicious.
I inhaled that cupcake.
It's in Fort Mill, right downtown. Best bakery. But today's guest is Dr. Amanda Pennington with Pennington Primary Care right there in Rock Hill. PPC is a direct, can I call it PPC?
Sure.
No one ever has before, but Pennington Primary Care is a direct primary care practice located in Rock Hill. They are a direct, I just said that, which means that the patients pay a membership fee instead of using their insurance. The result is shorter wait times and increased access to the doctor. Dr. Pennington, welcome to the Jones Zone.
Hi.
How are you?
You have a little trouble getting through that.
I know. I read it. I realized. I made a typo, and there's no going back. So.
Yeah.
Live. But that was a brief, quick introduction. But if you don't mind, just kind of fill in the gaps, and then tell us a little bit about your personal background and what inspired you to open up your own medical practice.
Sure. I'm Dr. Amanda Pennington, and I am a family physician. I've been practicing family medicine in Rock Hill for 18 or so years. I was with one of the large healthcare systems for many of those years and got frustrated with the inability to spend as much time as I wanted to with my patients and with the bureaucracy that went along with insurance and those sorts of things. So I decided to change course. I found out about direct primary care through the American Academy of Family Physicians Journal a couple years ago and did some research into it, talked to some other doctors around the country practicing with this model and decided that it was doable in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And in January, I opened my doors.
January 2017?
That's correct.
So kind of give us, I think I kind of mentioned it, but what is the direct care model? I mean, how's that different from normal practices?
Right. So the direct primary care model is a payment model that is directly between the patient and the physician. There's no middleman. There's no insurance. There's no third-party payer. So by taking out the middleman, we take out barriers and we bring the cost down. So instead of having to meet your deductible or pay a copay, get permission from your insurance for certain things, we just take care of it right here directly between me and my patients.
And you said that there's a membership fee. Is that like a monthly membership, or how does that work?
It is. And it's an age-based membership fee. And I did the age-based model based on the way that it's being done at other practices around the country. And statistically, as you age, you need more services. And so it just made sense to do it that way. We don't make people who have more medical problems pay more for access. Everyone in the same age group pays the same price, and the prices start at $55 a month. So if you're under the age of 44 and under, it's $55 a month. From 45 to 64, it's $70 a month, and 65 and older, it's $85 a month. If you are in the household with another adult who also signs up, we do a $10 discount from their age price. And children in the home are $10 a piece per month with a paying parent, up to two children. And if you have more than two children, there's no additional charge for them.
Oh, good. What does a membership cover? I mean, what services do you guys provide? And then, you know, if I get a membership to the gym, I can go 24/7 all day as many times as I want. What does a membership with your practice look like?
Similar to that. When you join, your membership fee covers your annual wellness exam and then any visits throughout the year as often as you need them for whatever you need them for. If you need chronic care management, I manage diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid disease, depression, those things like that, as often as you need to come in. If you have an acute need, you have a sore throat, you have a urinary tract infection, the flu, we do those things. The test to check your urine in the office, the test for strep in the office, I don't charge anything extra for those. And then if you do have an infection that warrants an antibiotic, I have a wholesale pharmacy and I can send you out the door with your antibiotics in hand for pennies on wholesale cost.
Jeez.
That blows my mind.
Now, how do you get approval to open up a practice like this? Is this regulated by the government and then who else? Or is it...
I'm regulated by the Board of Medicine. And because I have a pharmacy, by the pharmacy board.
Does the government frown upon this?
You know, I don't know if the government frowns upon it.
The insurance company
does. and I'm not sure that they really frown upon it. So much as I think they have some fear about it. I think it works hand in hand with insurance, not under the Affordable Care Act the way it is right now, but I think that it would make a whole lot of sense for people to have the old-fashioned catastrophic coverage so that when you had an emergency, you needed surgery, you had to go to the emergency room, you had cancer, something like that, that you had that catastrophic coverage. And then the primary care, let it go back to being affordable again. The prices for primary care rose astronomically back about the time of the PPOs, I think. And when the insurance company started covering all that stuff, that's when it became expensive. I mean, think about it. Think about what you pay for car insurance. And think about what your car insurance would be if every time you needed windshield wiper blades or an oil change or brakes, you filed your insurance for that.
That's a great comparison.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's what they've done to medical care. That's what they've done to primary care. And so the direct primary care movement is a bunch of doctors who've decided to take primary care out of the insurance picture and bring it back to the cost that makes it affordable. And we have. I'll do stitches in here, and it doesn't cost me a lot for my suture supplies. So I offer that as a benefit. I have an EKG machine over here. It doesn't cost me much for my stickers.
EKG, is that a heart test?
Echocardiogram, your heart tracing, right? It doesn't cost much for those stickers, and that's the only supplies I have to replenish. So if you need an EKG, it's part of your membership. A breathing treatment. You have asthma, need a breathing treatment. I've got the breathing machine and the medicine to go in the nebulizer. Doesn't really cost me that much. So I don't charge you that. If you go to the emergency room and you're having an asthma attack and you get breathing treatments there, it's going to be a whopping bill.
Yeah.
And if you have insurance and haven't met your deductible, it's going to be all out of pocket.
So this isn't an alternative to being insured. This is a bonus to being insured.
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's kind of what most people would assume. They would just be like, well, I don't want to pay twice, so why don't I just sign up for membership? But if they get in, like you said, if there's a catastrophic event, they're in a car accident, or they find out that they have cancer or something like that, they're going to need that insurance.
Exactly. I think that this plan works well. It works well for the uninsured because it at least gives them access to primary care and hopefully preventive medicine so that it keeps them from getting into those situations where they need the more expensive care. But I really recommend everybody have some sort of backup insurance for the catastrophic stuff. But for those people who otherwise wouldn't have any access, this is an affordable way to at least have your maintenance stuff taken care of. For people who have high deductible plans, it works well for them because they've got the coverage for that catastrophic stuff should it happen, and then their out-of-pocket expense for the regular stuff throughout the year is affordable and it's predictable in your budget, so you know what your cost is going to be every month. for people who have great insurance plans that all they pay is their copay when they go to the doctor and their insurance pays everything else, this may not make financial sense to them. But where it will make sense is if they get frustrated when they call to make an appointment with their doctor and they can't get in for weeks to months, or they have an urgent need and they're told to go to urgent care because they can't get into an urgent visit, or they do get the appointment with the doctor, but because the doctor's schedule is so booked, they sit and wait an hour or more before they even get in with the doctor, and then their appointment is rushed, and they're told if they have more than one problem, they need to make another appointment, that it all can't be covered in one visit. So for those folks, this even makes sense if you just want a doctor who's got time for you.
Wow. So when you say a doctor who's got time for you, do you guys cap at a certain amount of members? I mean, how do you regulate yes. that?
That's exactly how we do it. So when we're full, we're full. By doing that, it allows me to have same day and next day appointment availabilities. It allows me to spend a minimum of 30 minutes with my patients. My new patients get an hour appointment. And they have access to my email and my cell phone. And I answer them back.
But not an on-call nurse that...
That's right. It's me.
Picks it up. Mm-hmm. That's really impressive. So we're sitting in an office in Rock Hill. Where all do you serve? Do people have to come here, or are there satellite locations? Do you do house calls? I mean, what flexibility do they have there?
If you're my patient, this is the office you come to. I do house calls though if necessary, and I have done. But this is the office that my patients come to. There actually is another doctor in Rock Hill that's doing direct primary care. And so sometimes that's the questions patients have. If I'm here by myself, what happens if I take vacation or I get sick? Well, I'm fortunate that we have another doctor in Rock Hill that practices in the same model. We use the same electronic record. We cover for each other. He goes on vacation, I cover his patients. I go on vacation, he covers mine. And we've done this, and we've seen each other's patients. And then they come to my office. His patients came to my office. They didn't pay anything extra. It was all covered under his fee. And the same thing when my patient needed to be seen, he saw him and they didn't pay anything extra for him to see him. And it's working out well.
Is this direct care model something that's gaining steam and growing a lot? I mean...
It absolutely is. When I first looked into this model, I think there were maybe just a couple hundred physicians around the country. And now there's well over 500 in the country.
So this could very well disrupt the healthcare industry.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. So... We have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to our podcast a lot. You were a practicing physician, and one of the big things.
Yes, it was.
You said, you know, I'm sick of how it's being run. I'm sick of how it's being operated. I want to start my own operation, my own practice. And you didn't even go the traditional route. You went the other way. So can you talk about what gave you the confidence to do that? What kind of homework you had to do, and what kind of market research and all that to kind of get you started?
Oh, it was so scary. I have stepped so far out of my comfort zone on so many levels through this journey, but it has been one of the best things I've ever done. When I first started looking into this, I reached out to other doctors that I had heard, you know, I did web searches, and I found other doctors that were doing it. And I called them, and every single one of them was very generous with their time and their information and their encouragement. And I didn't know anything about running a business, so I went to Winthrop's Small Business Development Center, who I highly recommend to anyone
who's
starting out.
Shout out to Winthrop.
Yeah, shout out to Winthrop.
My alma mater.
And they sat down with me. They looked over my business plan. They played devil's advocate and asked the hard questions, and made me think and do my homework, and did a search of the area to see whether there were enough people here that might would be interested in this type of model. And we found that there was. And one of the things that we found out was that there are about 4,000 people for every primary care physician in Rock Hill. One doctor can't take care of 4,000 people.
Jeez, yeah.
So my hope is that as other physicians see that this is viable and doable, that they'll come and say, how can I do this too? And that we'll entice other physicians into the area and bring more physicians into the area, having a model where patients can have affordable, accessible health care.
Did your family members and your colleagues kind of think you'd gone off your rocker a little bit, or were they supportive, or what did people think?
Oh, they did. They've all thought I was crazy. I think they're all jealous now. My husband was the biggest skeptic to start with, but he grounds me. Every day he grounds me, and he's now my biggest supporter.
Yeah, it's awesome. Funny how that turns out. So what was he, you said he was your biggest skeptic. What did it take to push him over the edge, just the fact that you've had success in these 5 months?
Well, I think for one, I did my homework, and I went back to him, and I said, this is what I've done, this is who I've talked to, this is what I found out, and I think that gave him the confidence to know that I knew what I was doing. And then he's just been by my side every step of the way, and he does encourage me, and he asks questions, he keeps me on target, it's wonderful.
So the goal is to, I guess, not the goal, but if, say, a lot of those direct companies do come in here, direct physicians, mm-hmm. That's almost like a competition, I guess you could say. Are you asking? I'm not asking. Yeah. Or do you guys consider that competition, or you know, is it like part of the overall goal is to provide for the...
Right. I think it's part of the overall goal.
Okay.
I think there are plenty of patients in Rock Hill that even when Dr. Sick and I started at the same time, we don't feel like we're in competition. We feel like we're...
I know Dr. Sick.
Yes.
Well, I don't know him personally, but...
Whoa.
Yeah, his name's Dr. Sick.
Dr. Sick?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That is amazing.
And we started at the same time, and we don't feel like we're in competition. We help each other.
Right.
You know, there are some things that we need for our offices that we don't really need to buy 100 of them each. So, you know, we can share, and then we can share in call coverage. And, you know, we're right down the road from each other. So if we need something, we can send an assistant to run over there real fast to help out, and it's awesome.
So what kind of staff do you have on here? I mean, you got 3 or 4 nurses and
no, we don't need all that. No, we don't need all that. It's usually me and one other person here. And some days the other person is my receptionist, and so I do everything else in the back. I weigh the patients, do their vitals, draw their blood if necessary, though I don't really like to do that part. I'm just not as practiced at it anymore, you know? I fill the prescriptions. I do all of that. The other days, the other person with me is my medical assistant, and so she helps with all the back stuff as well as answering the phone. And it's not uncommon for you to call here, and I'm the one that answers the phone. And I think people are shocked.
When, yeah, I would be shocked.
Pennington Primary Care, this is Dr. Pennington. And they go, Dr. Pennington? Yeah, this is Dr. Pennington. And I mean, it really is. So,
can I speak to the doctor? You got her.
You got her. That's right. And but people like that.
Yeah.
They like that.
Do your clients...
I love that, actually.
Yeah. Do they mention that, man, this feels like it was back in the old days? Like,
they do. You know, and I've said that. You know, it's old-fashioned medicine with a modern twist. And I've tried to make it feel comfortable here, and I think that's what patients feel. When they come in, you know, when you came in my lobby, and it's not even called a waiting room because you don't wait. Mm. When you come in my lobby, you may sit down, you may not. And if you sit, you're not going to sit too long most days. Oftentimes, we say, just come on back. And then they're always surprised when they get ready to check out and they kind of stop at the desk like, okay, what do I do now? Because this is when you're usually making, you know, taking your money because we didn't take it when you came in. And it's like, no, you're done. That's it. We're good.
That's great.
And then, you know, we give you a piece of paper that's got my cell phone number, my email, and encourage you to, if you've got questions, ask them. And we do, and not everything has to be taken care of in an office visit. I have a patient that by email, you know, she had a problem. We discussed it. I asked questions. She sent some stuff back. And then I finally said, okay, I think this is what we need to do. And I can dispense that medicine from my office, and it will be 99 cents for a 30-day supply. Or I can send it to your local pharmacy if that's more convenient for you.
At 12 bucks for...
Yeah.
Right.
What do you do to help grow your business and to help get the word out? I mean, are there certain strategies that you have, or have you not looked into that yet? Or what are you guys doing to help grow?
Well, there are a couple things. The first thing I did was Facebook, because when I left my old practice, I couldn't take my patients with me. But I told them I would be back in the area at some point doing something. I didn't know what yet. I said, but I'll be on Facebook, so find me on Facebook. So that was one of the first campaigns I did, was a Facebook campaign so people could find me. And they have. And Facebook has been great for spreading the word. And then at my husband's encouragement, I reached out to Manning Kimmel at Straight Talk and was on their program. And so that got me some visibility. And then I've run some radio ads and I've been on Straight Talk again. And the rest of it's word of mouth. And word of mouth has been huge. And I've encouraged that a little bit. I've got a little bag I set up front, and whenever somebody comes in and says, oh, so-and-so's my neighbor, and she comes to you and she said to try you out, I write their name on a piece of paper and I stick it in. At the end of the month, I draw a name, and they get a prize.
Oh,
not a big prize, but a prize. So, but word of mouth is huge. So, you know, like word of mouth, one of the patients, I got up one morning, was checking my email about 6:30 in the morning, and my telephone at night, it goes to voicemail, and that voicemail comes to my email. So at 6:30 in the morning, there was a voicemail that had just come in at 6:20 for someone who was interested in being a new member but had a sick daughter, and if we sign up, how soon could we be seen, was the question. So I looked at my husband and I said, it's 6:30. She sent this email at 6:20. It's not unreasonable for me to call her right now, is it? He said, she'll be in shock.
Yeah, I cannot believe.
So I called her, and I said, this is Dr. Pennington. I just noticed that you called and left a message. And she, you know, first she was surprised. And she said, oh, I thought somebody get that when you came in. And I said, I know, but by the time I come in at 9 o'clock, it's going to be hard for me to tell you to be here at 9. And I said, if you can be here at 9, we'll see her at 9. So,
yeah.
So when that mom tells another mom,
that will happen.
So word of mouth is great. I had a patient who cut her hand. She called up and said, I'm on the way there. Can you put stitches in my hand when I get there? And I said, I can. So she came right in. I sewed her hand up. Didn't cost her anything else. And she was back out the door.
So all that's covered.
With your membership. So if you go to the urgent care, you're not going to get out of urgent care for under $300 for sutures,
yeah,
right?
I can vouch for that.
So how do they sign up for membership? They just go to Pennington?
You can sign up on my website, PenningtonPrimaryCare.com. Or you can call us and we can walk you through how to do it. If you're not comfortable with online, we still have the old-fashioned paper forms that you can fill out when you get here.
Well, I, for one, will be signing up because I have the VA healthcare, and so I think this would be a great addition to it.
I have several VA patients, and I think it is a great addition
to it. Yeah, because most of the time they send me to Columbia for, you know, like last time with my ankle or my back, so I love it, man. This hypes me up.
I think this is a great idea. I think it'll resonate with a lot of people, just kind of... Hey, I mean, just it's medicine just gets a bad rap, you know. It's a negative. I guess it's
overwhelming.
Almost like a negative. People dread having to go to the doctor or sit in urgent care and having to wait and not knowing what the bill will be. All the drama with Obamacare and what is Trump calling it, Trump Care, or what's he calling it?
I don't know.
No,
but
don't speak on politics. You don't know.
I know,
about.
But dude, would you be surprised?
No.
But I think people would like an alternative to all that, so that's good.
I think they do, and I think so far the patients that have been here have been pleased, and surprisingly so. Somebody asked me, had this exceeded my expectations? And my expectations have been exceeded. I had a goal in mind for how many patients I thought I would have by the end of the year based on talking to people around the country who have done this. And I'm right at the 5-month mark, and I'm more than 3/4 of the way to that goal already.
Wow.
So I think Winthrop was right. I'm going to get full faster than I thought it was, even with Dr. Sick opening up at the same time. So that has exceeded my expectations. But one of the things that has been fun is watching the faces on my patients as I exceed their expectations. That has been really cool. You know, I have I have several Medicare patients. I don't accept Medicare. I don't file Medicare. We sign opt-out forms, you know, saying that nothing from me goes to Medicare. And I have a patient who is on 5 chronic medicines that cost $60 for a 3-month supply through Medicare, which isn't bad. $60 for a 3-month supply of 5 chronic medications. But I said, let's just see what the price would be if I could provide those same medicines for you here. So those same medicines for a three-month supply of those six medicine was $20. So that was a $40 savings.
Yeah.
On what she usually pays for her prescriptions.
How has this impacted your career in terms of being excited again and having a newfound purpose?
You look and sound really fulfilled. Yeah. And excited about
it. I love my job again.
And it tells.
Honestly, I had reached a point that I didn't want to get up and go to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't fun. It was frustrating. I took those frustrations home with me. And I knew that I either had to get out of medicine or I had to find a way to do it differently. And you know, I would calculate how soon I could retire.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't have to retire not anytime soon because I could keep doing this for a long time. And it's fun. I look forward to coming in. And I do love my job.
What's the next step? I mean, once you are full, you're at capacity with your membership, I mean...
Do you want to grow?
Is there a bigger plan in place, or...?
My plan is, at that point, to help train other physicians to do this. And I know they'll be out there. Right now, they're skeptical because they just don't understand the model themselves, and they don't know how it will work, and they don't want to take the risk of starting up. So if I take away that risk of starting up, because I've already started up, I've got it in place, you just come in and grow your practice, where's the risk?
Right.
Right? So that's my thought at this point for you know, how I can continue to have an impact after my practice is full.
Do you think it could be successful for younger doctors that are just starting, or should someone be a little more seasoned in the profession, do you think?
It can be successful for younger doctors just starting. It's a little harder for them if they've accrued a medical school debt.
Yeah.
And then if they have, you know, to come up with the capital to start a practice. And so I think, you know, something like me, if you wanted to come in and just learn how to do it and not have those startup costs to start with until you've built your practice up some, I think that could help. I think that would also be a good situation for those doctors who are ready to retire from their traditional practices because they've had enough, but they're not really ready to give it up altogether forever, then I think this would be a good fit for them to step into something like that too.
Do you guys have seminars or workshops?
There's actually a big direct primary care summit in June in Washington, D.C. coming up.
Okay. So everybody kind of networks with each other and helps each other,
yes,
and supports each other. Make it a movement, having a cause.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
Oh, so what's the cancellation policy? Like, is it a contract?
Oh, that's a good question. No, there is no long-term contract. It's most people pay month to month, and I do request a 30-day notice if you're going to cancel, and that you pay that 30 days. So basically, it would be a 2-month minimum,
mm-hmm.
And you can leave at any time.
All right, PenningtonPrimaryCare.com. That's the website. How can people get in touch with you directly?
The phone number is 803-328-6733.
All right. Well, Dr. Pennington,
thank you so much. We love what you're doing.
Coming on the Jones Zone.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is good
thank
stuff.
You. Thank Congrats. You.
Congrats. Disrupt this industry.
There you go.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.